Good morning. Very well, thanks.
And how's the South Burnie Hockey Club going through season 2022?
Not too bad. Numbers are always a battle with local sport these days. But, yeah, I mean, they're tracking pretty well. They're sitting second or third in the GNL at the moment. Now, women who are, lost a few players last year and have been a bit of a battle for numbers, but they're going really well, actually. They're on the edge of the top four and, playing really well. And, they've got some good juniors coming through, so through the grades, mate, and through the juniors. We've got some good young talent, and, things are going pretty well.
Keep up the good work and looking for finals when they roll round. Now, Brent, you've got a big Cancer Day happening this coming Saturday. Tell us all about it.
We certainly have, Obviously, there's no one about that hasn't been touched by cancer, and we've been running this day. I'd have to check, but it'd be 15 years, I reckon, now it's been going, and at least, and, really successful. We've had some really big years. A couple of years ago, we had four or five of us go through the head shave. We raised over $10,000, and
wow,
a bit less last year, but this year we've got one of our club legends, old Stirls. He's in his 70s now, and he's had his full-on beard since the 80s, so he's taken we're shaving the head and the beard this year, and one of our young GNL players, young Connor Pope, has been a good sport. He's getting his legs waxed, and anyone who donates $50 on the day gets to tear a strip. Put him through a bit of pain, mate, there'll be people lined up out the door, I reckon.
John hasn't shaved his beard since the 80s. I think he's due for a new look.
Well and truly, we reckon it's going to take 15 years off to be able to suit up the goals again, I reckon.
Shave off, what time's that going to kick off?
We've got a late game for our reserves team on Saturday. Our Div 2 men are at 5 o'clock, so the shave won't be till about 6:30, quarter to 7. So, but, to roll into the night, mate, we'll be able to celebrate with a few social drinks and make a big day of it. And as I mentioned, our club has been touched pretty heavily by cancer in the last 2 or 3 years. We've had some rather tragic circumstances, so the day is, only taking on more significance for us, so we really get behind it. And it's just, quite a big day on the calendar.
I believe you've got a cake stall and a barbecue happening run through the whole day?
All the bells and whistles, mate. Raffle, cake stall, barbecue will run all day from when the junior soccer and Minky kids, junior soccer kids finish up in the morning and runs pretty well till late afternoon. And then, I think we've got a few counter meal type meals that the canteen's going to put on for us. And even a bit of the gate on the day is also donated, so we have to thank McKenna Park for that. They always support us. So, we're able to, look after our club members that are harshly treated and come suffering with cancer, but also in the past have also been able to donate money to, external, just people in the community that are doing it tough, and also the local cancer centre and some bigger charities like Pancare and a few of those other ones. So, we like to spread the love, mate, there, and, it's a really good thing in the community, and the hockey community especially gets behind it.
There's plenty of games on Saturday, Brent, and you're doing a great job with the South Burnie Hockey Club with this big Cancer Day.
Game, our game versus South Launceston, that's the top of the table, that's 1-2 at the moment, so that'd be a pretty interesting game. They're a very, very good team, South Launceston, and then Red Hot favourites for the flag, but our boys are pretty keen to have a crack and see where we stack up.
All the best for the remainder of the year, and get on and support the Cancer Day for the South Burnie Hockey Club, helping out those that are touched by cancer. And I must also thank you to those involved with the club to getting amongst the shave. But all the money stays in our community too, Brent, doesn't it?
90% of it stays in the community, that's for sure, within our own club, but, also other people outside of the club. So, I think there's 5 or 6 in total getting shaved, beards, legs or heads or whatever's going on this year. So everyone's usually a really good sport with it. It's really, really good.
And you've got a Facebook page. Check it out, South Burnie Hockey Club, Cancer Day. Get involved with it. Brent Jago, thanks for your time this morning on 7 Beer Breakfast. I'm sure it will go well.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it. Cheers.